Hey, what's going on, my friend? It's Jordan Kalish here. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. Really looking forward to sharing today's episode with you. Today, I'm going to be sharing a solo episode. Now, these solo episodes will consist of either an Instagram live that I've created or a separate video that I pulled from somewhere else that I really wanted to share on the podcast so you could have the audio experience. Now, whenever I do these solo episodes, particularly the Instagram lives, they're really just a stream of consciousness. I try not to plan them too much. I just allow whatever needs to come through me in that moment to come through. And usually the content is just what is needed for the person on the other side. And I trust that if you're here about to receive this, there's something here for you. So I'm really looking forward to sharing it with you. My one request is if you did get some value from this solo episode, please ensure that you subscribe if you haven't already so that I can keep you posted when more of these come out, and share it with a friend as well if you got something useful from this information. So again, I appreciate you so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking in this knowledge. It says so much about you to be on this journey. And I really hope you get something from today's episode. So enjoy. Great to be here with you. Great to spend some quality time together. I wanted to jump on and have a little dialogue with you today and just catch up, share some insights. Theme today's live all about how to fill your energetic bank account. And I'm going to tell you why I've themed it that in a moment. But just wanted to tune in. It's been a hot minute since I jumped on here and connected with you guys. I've moved a few different locations in the last couple of months. Did my first Burning Man experience, which is awesome. So many, you know, lessons, so many insights in just living life to the fullest. And I'm always reminded that that's the best teacher. Just live your best life, and you'll get all the lessons you need from that shit that you can't get in a book or in a course. So I wanted to come on and just share some recent lessons with you. Good to see you guys. Thanks for being here with me. I'm currently in Austin, Texas. Austin's been a really interesting place to reside for the last kind of 4 weeks, and it took some time to getting used to being in this environment. After spending a lot of time in Canada and Europe, I'm now spending the last few months here in America, and it's a different shift. It's a shift in energy, and I feel like people out here are everyone's here expressing and creating and building things, and it's really amazing to be in proximity to that, especially after coming off the back of Burning Man, which was like full on paradigm shifting, worldview shifting in terms of what can be possible when you bring people together. And coming back from that, it's required a bit of a shift. It's a bit of an integration period for me in terms of how do you then bring those lessons into your life, into your business, into what I'm here to put out into the world. And I'm going to share with you what I've learned, because the last few months I've been traveling a lot, I've been experiencing a lot. But what happens is, for me, unconsciously, I can go into patterns of trying to do too much, experience too much, and not give myself permission to recharge and recalibrate, refuel the energetic bank account, so to speak. And I shared a post recently where I spoke about that, right? Which is like, what happens in relationships when you're not refueled, when your cup is not full? And a lot of you guys have been commenting on that post and resonating with it. And I wanted to come on here and just share what the ways that I fill my cup. And I call it like the energetic bank, because every single day you wake up with a certain level of money or energy to spend on the things in your life that are important to you. And we must get really specific or clear on where are we spending our energy and what are the things that give us energy. And if we don't have appropriate rituals or practices in our life to really fill our energy or fill our emotional cup, then we turn into being exhausted, or we may not even realize that we're operating out of 50%. Our relationships get affected, the quality of the work that we produce gets affected. So today I want to share with you how to do that. How do you fill your cup? How do you recharge, right? Because that's the game here. We want to give. We want to give to other people. We want to experience the juice of life. But if we can't recharge and refuel, we are essentially limited in how much we can tune into the feeling, the sensations, because feelings are the currency at the end of the day, if we remember that, guys. So thanks for being here. Good to be with you fellas and ladies this afternoon. The energetic bank account is what you're using to tune into. Your nervous system is using the nervous system. You're sensing life right through your senses. If you're low on energy, meaning you have spent, you've overworked, you're overstimulated, you've spent too much of your time giving to other people, you'll literally be limited in how much you can fully take in life through your senses, through your eyes, your sounds, your body, right? So that's where, like, have you ever been in the point where you've like worked really hard and you've achieved a certain level of success, but you don't feel any different. You kind of just feel a little bit numb to it. That's because you're unable to tune into the elevated emotions in your body. Elevated emotions are the feelings of gratitude, love, joy, freedom, wholeness, expression, confidence, connection. These are the things that we're really measuring success by. So if you measure success at the end of the day by how often did I feel the emotions that I value, right? Not how much did I get done, how often did I feel the emotions that I value? In other words, if you value freedom, if you value love and connection with other people, you tune in with yourself. How often did I feel that today? Because if you didn't, then it's time to review or revisit, what are you doing wrong? Where are you spending your energy without realizing? So every single day, I like to make it a priority to go inward, to really clear the canvas internally in terms of, okay, how can I start to access more of these emotions today without needing to change what I'm doing? How can I tune into a more elevated state of being? Because it's the frequency that you bring through your state of being, which is determining the quality of everything. It's determining your relationships. It's determining your business and career and what you do for work, what you attract. So shifting your state of being should be the number one priority. Okay, so you can tune into that right now. What is your state of being in this moment as you sit here and listen to this? What's happening inside of your body, right? Do you feel a little bit tired? Do you feel elevated? Do you feel relaxed? Do you feel stressed? Do you feel calm? Do you feel confident? There's a constant frequency or a measurable state that's going on moment to moment, right? So as we start to become more attuned to that, we can then start to recalibrate it to the frequency that we want to operate on. Now, I'm not saying that you need to operate at love and abundance all the time, because we're constantly oscillating. We're oscillating between frequencies. But the idea being is you want to raise your standards a little bit higher so that you stay in these at higher bandwidth, a higher range of frequencies. You want to try and remove or reduce the time that you spend in lower frequencies, which are fear-based emotions. So what you may have found is when you're feeling depletion, when you're feeling exhaustion or burnout, or you're attracting things that you don't like in your life, it's because there is a fear-based emotion that's running in the background that you're not able to see. And I believe it's our role or responsibility here in this journey to start to expand beyond, you know, look at all of these fear-based emotions that may be having in the going on in the background, expand beyond them by looking at them. So the biggest drawback for so many of us overachievers or the guys and girls out here that have big goals is we want to go out and do a lot and get things done and just look to the future, like constantly look into the future and thinking we need to do more to get our results. But in the doing, if there's not awareness and consciousness and space and stillness and slowness, then we overlook a potentially a fear-based emotion that's actually weighing down. It's weighing us down. It's slowing our progress down. Even though we may think we're making progress, we're actually not attracting. We're not able to receive that which we want because there's something that's getting in the way. Does that make sense? So this work, as we fill our emotional cup, it's almost a requirement to move beyond or face and feel the shit that we don't like. I read a question today on one of my posts. It was like, he was saying, he feels guilty when he tries to slow down. He feels like he's not doing enough when he tries to relax. All that is the mind having resistance to feeling these slower vibrational emotions. You get what I mean? The mind has an aversion to it. It doesn't like to feel the feelings of stress and anxiety and doubt and guilt and shame. The mind doesn't like that, because growing up as a kid, we labeled that as bad. We labeled that as wrong or not pleasant. So see how the mind creates a good or bad, right? When in reality, there's just neutrality. There just is. There's just this thing that's happening inside of your body. And when we can get good at just putting aside the judgments, right? Putting aside the labeling, then we can just be with the experience of right now. It's really easier said than done sometimes. Easier said than done to make peace with right now and not have a label on it. Okay, and the funny thing is when you're able to do that, all of a sudden you can start to tune into, okay, I'm feeling a bit stressed or I'm feeling fear right now, and notice the old pattern. The old pattern for me or for maybe you as well on here is when you feel fear, like work harder. Or when you feel fear, you try and get more shit done. Or you try to overcompensate, you try to distract, you try to cope through something external. And all I'm trying to impart onto you here and through my content is when you feel fear in your body, the new pattern is go in, go in. Actually, just slow down and stop. Because when you pollute, or when you take action from a place of fear, even if it's just micro fear, it's just running in the background somewhere, very subtle, but you'll feel it in your actions. You'll know that there's fear come up in your actions, because you'll lose the sense of ease, joy, and lightness in what you do. Okay, so use that as a measurement. Is there ease, is there joy, and is there lightness in everything that you do? And when there's not, that means fear has been infiltrated your system. And that's normal, right? We get infiltrated by fear all the time. It's just a matter of catching it. But if you don't catch it, everything that you do then becomes polluted by fear, meaning you start to attract more fear-based things, more fear-based people, right? More fear-based opportunities. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just you'll get your lessons from that. But the aim of the game is, can you catch the fear, go into it, and just be with it? It's so simple. Just rest in the understanding that it's okay to be afraid, no matter what it is. Whether you're afraid about running out of money, you're afraid that you're going to be alone, you're afraid that you don't have enough time, you're afraid you're too old, you're afraid you're too young, you're afraid you don't look the way that you want to look. Whatever the fear is, can you be okay with it just existing inside of your body as a frequency and a vibration that's trying to move out? That's literally what I believe that God or life, the universe is trying to do, is trying to move, it's trying to pull everything out of our body that is not love. But when we get stuck in our heads, we start to resist and label those things as bad, which keeps them there. You guys get what I'm putting down here? You get what I'm trying to express? Which is the paradox of this game of life, or the paradox of business, is sometimes you need to slow down to speed up. If you're not coming from flow, you're forcing. If you're chasing, you're not attracting. And this applies to relationships as well, right? Come from the position of attract. I pull, I magnetize the things that I want to meet, right? And I've caught myself recently going in pursuit, trying to chase, trying to like get things, grab things. Because, and if you sense that, you can sense that it's coming from a place of not enough. It's coming from a place of fear. And I love that, I can't remember who made this quote, but I think it's Wayne Dyer. You will know you're about to attract or receive the things that you want when you know you no longer need them. Or when you feel like you no longer need them. Meaning like your heart is so full with love for where you are in your life right now that it doesn't matter whether you achieve your goal or not. You're just enjoying the process. That's when you start achieving everything. You will start attracting the amazing relationship. You make more money, whatever it is. So the question then becomes, how can we access that state of just being so at peace with where we are right now? So I'll share with some things with you guys that I've been doing that you may find really helpful, which is you will start to pull in energy, meaning you will start to recalibrate your nervous system, your body, and your emotions when you're out of a stress state. Now, to get out of a stress state, you need to calm your mind down, right? So our mind is in different frequencies all the time. When you're overthinking, your mind is putting out a beta frequency. It's a high range beta, which is overactive. It means you're not going to be able to tune into your body. You're not going to be able to feel and pull in life. So we must get good at the skill of lowering our brainwave patterns. So we want to get good at getting into that low range theta, which is almost a lucid state. So when you first get up in the morning, that time is so sacred because you've got access to your subconscious, you've got access to your parasympathetic nervous system, which is where we want to start to implant new beliefs, in new ideas, new possibilities. And you also want to let go of any fear that you might be holding on to. So learning how to regulate your brainwave state is super important. And I like to use practices like concentration practices, right? Meditation is a way to do that, where you focus on something and you just make sure you keep bringing your mind back to something specific that you're trying to focus on. Important skill, okay? This skill closely ties into the skill of being able to regulate your nervous system, which is, for a lot of us overachievers, we're doing so much, we're overstimulating, we're taking in content, we're watching things, we're constantly being stimulated, which is activating our sympathetic nervous system. When you're in a sympathetic state, it becomes very hard to be receptive to life. It becomes very hard to refill your cup because you're spending energy. Okay, so just remember that, guys. Like, beta, brainwave state, and sympathetic nervous system is you're spending your energy. You're giving. You're giving. You may not even realize it. okay? But if you're giving all day, that's when you start to feel burnt out and tired and depleted, and you go, fuck, I can't be present right now, or fuck, I can't connect with my partner right now. So the aim of the game is to create pockets of time in your day where you can quiet your mind, go from beta to theta, get your nervous system from sympathetic to parasympathetic. And then in that place, that's when you pull in energy. You remember, there's energy all around us all the time, right? Frequency, energy is what moves life. If you want to understand the secrets of life, think in terms of energy. And it's always around us. So the question is, how do we tune into it? How do we pull it in to our bodies? Because our bodies are magnets, yeah? Everyone with me? Your bodies are literally magnets. And as you start to clear through the body, as we feel and let go of heavier emotions, we then start to make space for lighter emotions, and then you start to vibrate at a different frequency. So the nervous system is how we're sensing and perceiving life. And when you're in parasympathetic, you are pulling in and you are receptive. You are more feminine. You are more yin. Okay, you're more restorative in nature. This is the place where all the magic happens. You don't want to stay in that place because then you can become quite lethargic and tired, right? You know, so the aim of the game is to just oscillate. Parasympathetic, sympathetic, and get really good at just powering down. For the guys and girls on here who like just love getting shit done, like me. The game is, can you switch it on and go into hyper performance mode, and then switch it off and rest. Rest like your life depends on it, and get really good at that. It's a challenge, but it's a practice, and you can start to use tools. You do use different processes and rituals to allow you to kind of turn into restorative mode. Okay, so that's one thing. The heart connection part, this you may know a bit about heart coherence or heart connection, but when your nervous system is calm and your brain is quiet, right, and we can all measure this, right, these are all frequencies that we can measure, what then starts to happen, and what I want to invite you guys to start to practice every single day, is start to tune into your heart. Tune into the quality or the level of coherence in how your heart is beating. Because the more tuned into your heart you can be, this is the main bank. This is like the reserve bank of you. Okay, this is where everything is determined. The amount of energy you produce is really determined by how connected you are to your heart. Okay, so like, you know, in Australia, it's like the Reserve Bank of Australia. So it's the reserve bank of you. Whatever your like home base is, which is your body, how fulfilled, how abundant you are really comes down to the connection with your heart. And this, again, is something you can practice. It's a skill. You can practice the skill of tuning into the quality of your heart's beats. Like, there's a rhythmic pattern that you can start to create through your intention and attention, where when you beat more rhythmically, you create a more coherent wave field, a more coherent field of energy around you that then becomes more receptive. Right, more receptive to attracting the things that you want, and again, this is a feminine practice. This is a yin based practice. So, yeah, bro, line, try and tune in, man. I hope it's resonating, guys. If you got questions, I'll answer some questions at the end of this. I'm just giving a breakdown of how to fill your energetic bank account, because this is the game that we're all trying to play. We all want to give in life. We want to have amazing relationships. We want to make a lot of money. We want to enjoy the fruits of life, but you won't be able to do that until you're able to master the art of filling your bank account. It is an art because it will be specific to you. What works for me may not work for you. I'm just giving you what's working for me, but tune into what are the ways that you require to fill your bank account, because this will determine the success. When I say success, I mean how often are you feeling the emotions that you value. That's my measurement of success, not how much money you have, not how big your house is. How often are you feeling the emotions that you value, okay? And to do that, we fill our emotional bank. So we've got calm your brain waves, regulate your nervous system into a parasympathetic, and now connect with your heart. Like getting in the practice of being able to relax your body, which is like relaxing the face, relaxing the shoulders, being able to just like soften. It's an actual practice, especially for us guys, right? For us guys, we're so used to being rigid. You know, we're so used to like hardening up and like tensing. Right, especially if you go to the gym a lot. I just got back from the gym this morning. Like, we're just tensing all the time, but that's great, that's fine. But you've got to learn the ability to soften in the little subtle areas in your body. It takes sensitivity. When you catch the fact that maybe you're tightening your pelvic floor, can you soften that? Can you soften your lower abdomen? Can you soften your heart and your chest and your face and your ears even? Because as you soften, that just opens the flow of energy. The energy is then able to circulate. It doesn't stagnate. Okay. This is where we want to get in the practice of pulling energy in from the heart. As men, this is our negative pole. We are receptive at the heart, right? We pull energy in and then we give it from our lower energy center. As women, it's the other way around. Women give from the heart and they pull in from their lower pelvic region. So if you think of that polarity system, that internal polarity system, as men, focusing on opening your heart, as women, relaxing into your pelvis, relaxing into your lower abdomen, really learning how to nurture yourself in that way is absolutely key. Dear woman, I got your question. I'll answer that in a sec. Guys, if you have more questions, drop them. I'm gonna wrap this up in a second. I'll answer some questions. The next element of refilling your cup, your energetic bank account, is having fun in your life. Finding time in your day to play and have fun. I sometimes get in the habit of taking life too seriously. It's where I'll work really hard and then I'll just think I just don't have time to do something that's just fun. Something that I would do if I was a child. And growing up, when I was young, I wanted to play professional football, soccer. And I would play soccer every single day because I loved it, because it was fun. I'd play sport with my friends every single day. But as an adult, I realized like, fuck, I don't do that as much. Why don't I do that? Because I'm taking life too seriously. I don't think I have time for that, right? Fear-based belief. So I want you to catch all these fear-based thought patterns that are getting in the way of you making time for the things that are actually fun for you. What did you do as a kid when you grew up, when you came home from school? Like, maybe you played video games. Maybe you went and played outside. Maybe you played with your friends. Maybe you just went and just did random shit. Why can't we do that now as adults in a healthy way, right? Like if I was at my home, this is my home right now. I'm in Austin, just renting a place. But if I was at home, I'd love to buy a PlayStation and play FIFA because it was fun. And you can do that without allowing it to consume you, right? So there's a balance to that. But this is such an important element of becoming receptive to filling your cup. Is don't take life too seriously. Have some fun in your week, in your day, however that looks. Before I jumped on this live, I put on a song and I had a dance. And dancing is a way that I have fun. Yeah, so can you do that every single day? Whatever that looks like for you. Dear woman, I'm gonna answer your question fully. Before that, I'm just gonna just finish this last point. The final point is intimacy, love, and connection. To fill your emotional cup, make time for intimacy, love, and connection with the people that you care about, whether it's your family, whether it's a loved one, whether it's an animal. Stop what you're doing and connect with that individual. Pour love into them. Allow your mind to just like settle and just acknowledge that there's another human being in my life that I really appreciate and I care about and they're still alive. We forget sometimes that the people we care about, they can be gone in a second, right? Yeah, my dad's been sick recently and it's a reminder to me that like, hey, this person that I really care about, he could be pulled from me at any moment. So when I am with him and I do make time to connect with my family, it's like, this is a time for appreciation. This is a time to just stop for a moment and just connect to this present moment and acknowledge how special this is. So whoever that is in your life, whether it's your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whoever, acknowledge that every single day. Gratitude and appreciation and intimacy will fill your cup like no tomorrow. So they're the 5 points, guys. I'll go through them again. Brainwaves, slow your mind down. Nervous system, go into parasympathetic. Connect with your heart, open your heart, become more grateful, pull in energy. Have fun was number 4. Find ways to play and express yourself. Let your inner child out. And number 5, create intimate moments with the people you care about. There it is. Filling your cup. I hope that was useful. I'm going to answer some questions. If you have some questions, just pop them in the chat now. Dear woman, I wake up exhausted even after lots of sleep. I have a long list of visa paperwork, childlike stuff. I cannot wake up with energy ever. How do I change when I have to be hard all the time? I believe that's a false belief that you're upholding, that you need to be hard all the time, meaning you need to be in your masculine all the time. So the change for you is how can you create more feminine softness in your day that is going to allow you to become a little bit more receptive to filling your cup. All right. So if you're doing a lot, and this is for all the women on this call, it can be easy to fall into that pattern of do, like wearing the mask of overachiever and going too far into your masculine energy. It can be easy to fall into that trap. You'll know you've fallen into that trap when you no longer you no longer feel like the aliveness. As feminine beings, you feel aliveness in your body. You feel pleasure in your body. You probably don't have enough time for pleasure in your life right now. So my invitation is how can you create that? Especially in the evenings, there should be times, like I said, with dancing, that's going to be really key for you, dear woman. More time to dance, more time to express, right? Have those moments in your day where you connect with something pleasurable to you in your body, okay? Like, could be just eating food. Maybe eating food is really pleasurable for you, and you create a moment in your life that's a little ritual where you just stop, you tune in, and you start to experience something that's like nourishing for you. But I know how challenging that can be, right? When you have like kids or there's lots of things going on, but it's essential. Because if you're not tuning into that, then there's a polarity mismatch, and then the people that you're trying to attract will not be in that harmony with your energy. And if you have a partner, they may find you less attractive if you're too into your masculine. Right, so there's significance and importance in understanding this, but I hope that was helpful, dear woman, for you. Froz, what if you suffer from anhedonia? I'm not sure what that is, Froz. Can you please clarify that? Thanks for tuning in, guys. Really appreciate you guys being here. Just discovered your channel, man. You are a legend. Thanks, Anon. Appreciate you being here, bro. Thanks for following along. You guys are legends. really glad we could connect. It's really important that I make this channel, I make content because I really want to pass on the stuff that I'm learning to hopefully unlock something inside of you that's going to allow you to come back to a place of peace. I really feel that that's what we all want. We all just want to operate from a place of peace. We don't want to be stressed or anxious or worrying. We want to have fun. We want to just connect. We want to enjoy this life, right? I go through periods where I'm not sometimes, I go through periods where I forget that. So I make this content for you, but also for me. Like, this is also a reminder to myself, like, to just enjoy, and when you are enjoying it, like I am now, I want to give that back, what you want to contribute. So when you are having fun, you're doing this work and you're applying these teachings through me or whoever else, then give it back to someone else, because I didn't mention that, but that is one of the best ways you can fill your cup, is help someone else. So yeah, I just wanted to pass that on. Lavid, can you recap the first three? The first three was brainwave states. So remembering that we are going through frequencies in our brain, right? In our brain and in our body. These are all measurable frequencies. The brain frequency is you go to sleep, you're in deep delta, you wake up, you then go to a theta, which is a lucid state as you're waking up. Then you go into an alpha, which is more of a relaxed creative state. Then you go into a beta. Beta is spending energy. So when you're in high range beta, when you're thinking, we're all probably in that right now if we're awake, you're spending energy. So it's important to learn how to just slow your mind down through certain things, certain practices, to get your brain into an alpha or a theta, because that's when your body is going to then catch up and recalibrate. And your nervous system is the second point, is getting your nervous system into a parasympathetic. So you could think of theta and parasympathetic will go together. And when you can connect your mind with your body, then all of a sudden there becomes a clear channel of energy that moves into your body and up into your mind. And the third point is the heart connection, Lavid. The heart connection, when you're connected to your heart, that actually sends a signal up into your brain that it's safe. Okay, that it's safe to relax. I'm okay in this moment. And when you have the sensation of safety, the corresponding thoughts that come with that are more uplifting, they're more gentle, they're more kind thoughts. When you're stressed and you're anxious and you're overwhelmed, the thinking that's going on in your mind is not really supportive, right? You just start to have negative thoughts, and those negative thoughts start to like reaffirm this negative feeling. So just through connecting with your heart, even touching your body and your heart, can initiate feelings of safety, and that will then support your mind in having more elevated thoughts, right? Hope that makes sense. Lions photographs, where do you look for your teachings? Depends, bro. Whoever's coming into my life, whoever I'm resonating with at certain times, or depending on what I need based on the period of growth that I'm in. The people that have had the biggest impact on me have been Dr. Joe Dispenza, people like Kyle Cease, people like Chris Bale, people like Preston Smiles. These people that at different stages even in your journey, you just attract, or you get attracted to certain mentors or teachers, even spiritual teachers, and you'll know, right? You'll just know that, hey, there's something here for me that I need to learn. So yeah, man, just tune into what you're resonating with. Your soul will kind of guide you as to what you need in terms of information. And Anand, you say the things that I feel, but don't know how to explain. Awesome, brother. That's all right. You don't need to know how to explain them right now. As long as you feel it in your body, that's all that matters. A few more minutes, I'll be on here, guys, if you have more questions. I also just want to make note that this Friday, I'm hosting a free breathwork meditation. I'm going to be sharing with you one of my favorite breathwork practices to connect with your heart, calm your nervous system down, pretty much to do all the things that I've listed today or spoken about today. I'll be guiding you through it today on Friday for free. Just click the link in my bio to register. It's going to be fucking dope. I can't wait to share it with you. It's one of my favorite meditations. Anthony King, good to see you. Legend. Who else we got on here? A few more minutes. If you have questions, just drop them in. I'm just doing my best to catch up on them. I've been listening to your podcast. Good stuff. Thank you. Yes. Thanks, Julia. Appreciate you. Who else we got on here? So many kings and queens on here. So awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Anthony, you'll be recapped. I'll post this on my feed once I wrap this live up. Cool. So just again, if you join late, we're speaking about how to fill your energetic bank. Energetic bank is where you're pulling life from, right? You know, being that we're electromagnetic beings, we're operating out of a frequency, and the frequency is determining how we think and how we act. So we must start on the energetic level. If we really want to create the life that we want, it must happen on an energetic level first, and then the energy then transfers into the physical. So filling your energetic bank is almost like learning how to connect with your own reserve bank, which is an infinite supply of currency. And feelings are the currency. You measure the success of your day by how much did you feel. You with me? Cool. All right, guys, I'm going to wrap it there. Thanks for tuning in. Really appreciate you being here. And if you're listening to this and you do want further support, if you want some guidance on how to embody this in your own life because you don't feel like you can do it right now, just send me a DM. DM me and I'll give you some more information on how I can support you in getting you to this next step in your journey if you want support with the stuff that I just shared. Other than that, have a great day. Have a great Tuesday. And we'll see you soon. Peace. There we have it, my friend. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. One last thing before you take off. I want to tell you a little bit about The Path, which is a 4-month men's program that I facilitate. Enrollments are currently open. And if you're a man listening to this, or you know a man that may feel the call to step into a men's program, a men's group, then this is the opportunity for him. And if you're tuning into my content, if you're here, you're listening to this, there's some sort of resonance through what I'm putting out. There's something that's calling you to step into this work. And I have decided that I wanted to, you know, create opportunities for men to come together, to attract the right kinds of men who are willing to support each other in this journey. And what The Path is, it's a 4-month men's program where we go into each of the domains, all of the domains of a man's life, his relationships, his finances, his spirituality, his health, his fitness, all the areas to help him achieve full potency. And we do this through a very specific, measurable, tracked program where we have structure and we have accountability and we have guidance. And essentially, we meet every week, we come together, we measurably track progress in each of these areas, and we have safe spaces where we can open up around other men to release the things we've been holding onto, to release the blockages that are holding us back from being true, authentic, grounded warriors in this earth. And if you're here, you know the urgency, you know the need for this kind of work, especially for us men to step into this new level of leadership. So I just wanted to let you know that we're now taking enrollments for the next round. It's something that, you know, I really feel that this is my heart and soul's calling to bring this work to fellow men, to fellow brothers like yourself. So if you head on over to thepathbrotherhood.com, you'll be able to learn more information about The Path, what it's about, and how to apply. And if there's something in your soul that's resonating with what I'm sharing, then please follow that. Follow that calling, because on the other side of it is a whole new realm of possibility, power, and confidence that will just start to emit from you. It will emanate out of you. You deserve it, my friend. You fucking deserve it. So thank you for being here. I appreciate you, and hopefully we'll see you on the inside. Take care.